What if you were Judas, the one betrayed in Jesus? He may have been a bad guy, but the one that was of God's choosing. I'm not weeping for that disciple, I'm just thinking about sovereignty. Imagine if God put you in that place. God can choose whoever He pleases. This scripture is very clear. Each disciple was wondering, and they were saying, surely not I, asking if they were the betrayer. I'm not weeping for that disciple, I'm just thinking about sovereignty. Imagine if God put you in that place. God can choose whoever He pleases. Jesus says, woe to the one who betrays me. But I am asking, what if it was a done deal? Yes, He says, woe to the one who betrays Him. But I am asking, what if it's a done deal? The same consideration applies down through history. Not only men, even to saints, no man can resist God's selection. I'm not weeping for that disciple, I'm just thinking about sovereignty. Imagine if God put you in that place. God can choose whoever He pleases. God's omnipotence is very frightening. He is all powerful and all knowing. He's so far beyond all our comprehension. God's so far beyond our comprehension.